Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today, and today we are reading from the book of Galatians in the 5th chapter, beginning in verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. Ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. All the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Here again we see the mind and love of God as he inspires the recording of his instruction for humanity as how we demonstrate his personality in our everyday vocations. What we do is what defines us. We cannot please God yielding to the will of the flesh. It is important and imperative that we learn the desire of God by his work for believers, and then embrace them and walk in them. And the Lord let us know that if we walk upright, that there's no good thing he'll withhold from us. Delight yourself in him, he'll give it desire your heart. So this, if we follow the instructions of the scripture, we have a promise from God that cannot lie, that he's going to provide us with the things that we need to be who he'd have us to be. Amen. He who would learn to fly one day must first learn to stand and walk and run and climb and dance. One cannot fly into flying. Friedrich Nietzsche. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, again this morning we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Holy Father, for your love, your mercy, your kindness, how you've made ways, you've opened doors, God. You've healed us. You've delivered us. You've provided for us, God. And so we thank you. We praise you and we honor you for it, God. And so we ask you again, God, today, if you would be so kind that you would envelop us in your favor, that as we move forward today, we'll go about doing those things to give you joy. So please forgive us, Holy Father, anywhere and everywhere that we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought. And God, that as we embark upon this day to go and perform the tasks you set before us for today, God, that we'll do it in a way, God, that's going to give you joy and you'll continue to strengthen us to move forward to be who you would have us to be. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord God, and we're asking you again this morning and right now, God, this very hour, that you look on every pastor, every teacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere. God, that you grant us all the refreshing from your presence, God, that every preacher that's standing in the pulpit today, God, let your anointing just overtake them, that they will begin to utter the words that need to be spoken in the midst of the congregation that they minister to, God, and you will demonstrate, God, hallelujah, what you want them to understand in every congregation everywhere. So we ask you, Lord God, again today to prove yourself like only you can. In the name of Jesus to Christ our Lord. Let preachers preach, because you said in your word as you give your people pastors after your own heart that will feed them with knowledge and understanding. God, and so we look to you through your pastors that you've sent. God, by the word that you provided for us with the indwelling of your spirit. God, and we want the pastors, and I'm asking you, God, help each one of us that we preach and we teach and we demonstrate without fear, favoritism, or compromise. We're not going to get bought off. We're not going to allow, because we can be introduced to somebody of affluence, we're not going to allow it to happen to stop us from preaching and teaching the gospel. We're not going to be afraid of people to preach what is true and right, because we know, God, hallelujah, that you're going to supply our needs according to your riches and glory. So, hallelujah, we don't have to give in to and give up to those that feel like that we won't make it if they don't support us, God, because you're God and you're God alone, hallelujah, God. And so we're asking you, God, to let these pastors preach and teach and demonstrate with purpose, with pride, with dignity and diligence, because they know whose they are. They know what their assignment is. And we all know, God, where you brought us from, the darkness you got us out of, the lack of understanding that you brought us from, God, the ignorance that we were in, God, without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the indwelling of the Christ of God, we only had a certain amount of understanding that we could acquire, because the scripture teaches us the things of God are spiritually discerned. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord God, and knowing that Jesus said, and it was manifested on the day of Pentecost, that a man must be born again out of the water and of the Spirit. I thank you, I praise you, and I honor you, Lord, and God, I pray to you every day in this respect, because, God, the enemy is on the prowl, and he's seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. And many people, God, feel like that because they have the letter, they have it made, and they have what's necessary to be able to come home to be with you, God, but help us to help them to understand, God, hallelujah, that every man, Jesus said, it must be born again, must of the Spirit, must have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and we expect to come home to be with you in glory. So God, just let a fresh anointing come upon these pastors and preachers and teachers, God. And we thank you, God, and as they preach and as they teach and as they demonstrate the gospel, all the believers, God, their faith will be increased, hallelujah, God, and they will begin to believe even the more the word, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, and they begin to believe it, they'll begin to demonstrate it when they open their hearts to for you, God, to minister to them. You'll open their ears to hear this truth. You open their heart to receive it, and you're going to baptize them too with the Holy Ghost that they can get in their homes, in their neighborhoods, in their communities, God, and as you give them the ability, God, that they can preach and teach and demonstrate this word, God, and telling them that they knew how dark they were, the darkness that they were in, but when they heard of the truth and they sought you in sincerity and in truth, you baptized them with the Holy Ghost, and now they're no longer walking in that darkness, but walking in the light of the knowledge of the gospel. God, hallelujah, and to help others to believe that even when you allow, God, people to end up in hospital rooms with some sickness, some ailment, some malady of some sort, God, some affliction, God, you are still the God of all flesh and nothing is too hard for you. And a people will believe and don't doubt in their heart, God, hallelujah, and they repent, God, hallelujah, and everyone will be crying out to you, Lord, anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought. Please forgive me and refresh me, God. Heal my body, hallelujah. God, and you're going to move by your spirit and you're going to get them out of those sick beds and back on their feet. God, and you're going to get them, hallelujah, testifying and letting people see them that they're up and they're walking and they're going and they're doing. And people will know that everybody had given up on them except you, God. So we thank you for it. We praise you and we honor you. And God, and we know, hallelujah, that every person that's in a sick bed, they're not going to get out of the sick bed. But what we want to people to understand is what you want people to understand. And we know that it's our charge to help them to understand that if we seek you for the indwelling of your spirit, and if an affliction come upon us, if we are hospitalized, and if you don't deliver us from it, if you don't heal us from it, our souls are saved and we'll just go to sleep. But when Jesus come to get the righteous, God, we will wake up and go be caught up to be with the Lord. So we thank you this morning for your love and your mercy and your kindness. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for clarity of your word, God. And so as you heal and as you refresh, God, we're asking you, God, for those that have lost their way by allowing their feelings and their emotions to control their decision making, and they find themselves back in dark places, God, walking after the flesh, following after people that are doing everything, walking out the flesh, God, with the pride of life and the spirit of lust, God, hallelujah, and they're losing their way, God, and when they find that they're back in that darkness, they're going to cry out to you in sincerity and in truth and ask you, God, hallelujah, to forgive them, and when they cry out to you, God, because of the sincereness in their hearts, you're going to refresh them and get them back on the right path, walking, God, in your holiness and in your righteousness, God, being demonstrators of the truth of the gospel. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Father. God, and we're asking you, God, for those that have lost their self-sufficiency and financial independence. God, hallelujah, as they cry out to you, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word, in deed, or in thought. Refresh me, God, restore my self-sufficiency, restore my financial independence. God, you're going to hear those cries, and when they are sincere, when they're not looking for a quick fix, but they're looking for permanence, God, you're moving by your spirit. You're going to grant a refreshing from your presence, God, and you will allow them to become entrepreneurs. They'll start their own businesses, and they will profit thereby, or they can be rehired by the people, God, that laid them off for one reason or another, and they will pay them twice as much as they made before, God, that they can take care of their responsibilities. They can be a greater asset to the church, God, hallelujah, because people are going to realize, God, when they find themselves in these conditions, they're going to repent, God, and ask you for forgiveness because they robbed you. They didn't give their tithe as you've instructed every man. God, they didn't give offerings, God, as you've instructed every person. God, hallelujah. And you said through the prophet that people have robbed you in tithe and offerings. But when you bring about this financial independence and restoration, God, they're going to pledge and they're going to do it and they're going to practice that they're not going to rob you anymore. They're not going to steal, God, by just taking what you blessed them with and just throw it away and just throw it away on lavish spending with things that don't profit and don't give you glory. God, hallelujah. But they're going to do those things. They're going to seek you as to how to do what you blessed them with. And we thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. And we're asking you, God, for all those that have lost loved ones and their hearts are heavy and they're struggling to move forward even this very hour. God, because they just love that person so. God, but help them, comfort them and console them and help those around them to tell them, let's look to the hill for whence cometh your help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Our help come from you. And when we can help them and pray with them to turn to you, God, you're going to restore consolation. You're going to restore, God, comfort. You're going to give them strength. You're going to give them clarity and understanding, God, and they're going to rise up. And they're going to move forward, living their lives in such a fashion to give you glory. So we thank you. We praise you, God, for bringing that comfort and consolation to all those loved ones, God, that are struggling. We ask you further, God, as we ask you every day, and we ask you now again today to look into every home, God, where people have finally realized that the prayer that should be in the home is not there. The recognition of you in the home is not there. God, but when they begin to pray together in the home, parents and children and whoever that live in that house and sleep under that roof, God, they're going to pray together. They're going to read the gospel together. The parents will read. The children will read. The parents will pray. The children will pray. God, and when they begin to pray and they get serious with it, they're going to conclude that they need to get to the church house. And when they hear the pastor explaining the scriptures, and bringing the truth out of it and helping them to come to clarity and understanding. And they're going to seek you, God. You're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. And because of the prayer and the reading of the scripture together, God, in the home, God, they're going to realize love coming back in the home, respect for one another coming back in the home, joy coming back in the home, peace coming back in the home, and all of those negative spirits that Satan had set up in that home to try to tear that home apart and tear it down. God, they're finding your presence. You're going to find spiritual restoration. God, installation. God, your spirit is moving, God, hallelujah. And you're going to move in those homes, and people are going to tell other people and tell their friends and family how things turned around in their life and what they did, hallelujah. And they didn't have to go get a loan from somewhere with these high rates. They didn't have to go and talk to some soothsayer or some palm reader to get it done. Hallelujah. They didn't have to go and pawn the house, hawk the house and the cars and everything. They simply began to pray. They simply began to honor up to the fact that they were sinners and they were unsaved, or they were, if they were saved, that they had backslidden, God, or they were just committing constant sin. God, hallelujah. But when that joy, that love, that mercy, that peace, that grace, that kindness is restored in those homes, God, and they'll get to the church house and they'll begin to feel more of your grace and your mercy and your love. And God, and hopefully and prayerfully, in the midst of this great falling away period, people are going to turn and they're going to come back to the church house. They're going to come in and they're going to cry out, Lord, please forgive me. Hallelujah, for staying away from your sanctuary, walking on my own, walking according to my flesh, being led by those around me, hallelujah, to telling me what I didn't need to do and what I didn't have to do, and cause me to go contrary to your word. When you hear these confessions, God, and these cries, you're going to move, God, right in the midst of it. You're going to turn things around in their life. You're going to loose them from the clutches of Satan that he's manipulated their mind and their thinking to seek after the things of this life more than seeking after you and things eternal. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. God, and we are praying with and for, and we know that all those that seek you in sincerity and in truth for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that when the Mahosha, when the day shall come, that the Mahosha, hallelujah, the hallelujah, that the day will come that Jesus Christ is going to descend in the clouds of power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel. And the Bible declares unto us that the sound of that trump, the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and then those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together to go meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. And God, and right now, this very hour, this is my hope, God, and I know that it's the hope of everyone everywhere that understand the gospel, that believe the gospel, that have come to the clarity of the knowledge of the gospel as they cry out to you, God, across this world. God, we pray that you're going to move by your spirit and help us all to stand fast and hold fast until that day that the Lord Jesus Christ come to get the righteous. We know that the enemy is on the prowl seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, but we also know that you're going to keep us enveloped in your favor. God, hallelujah, you're going to continue to maintain our cause. You're going to continue, God, to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. God, and you're going to continue to supply us, God, according to your riches in glory, with whatever it is that we need to do, the charge that you put upon us. God, to give you glory and honor, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord, God, and we are asking you to perform those things in our lives that you said that you would perform in our lives when we would do what you've charged us to do according to your word and not according to what is popular by those that are manipulating your word but being led by Satan. We thank you, God. We give you praise and honor and glory. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And we do believe that we're going to have what we ask because we do ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah to everybody. Thank you, God, everybody. Amen. Remember again today that things are not as bad as they seem, and nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And what you do, out of all the things you do, don't let your faith fail you. But get out to the church house and go worship God and let him enrich you with knowledge of his word that you can please him with your life. Amen. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.